the new friendships that I'm making and the old friendships. Thank you, Lord, for the richness of life here. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for the earth.
Amen.
As I was looking around just now, I saw so many different people all playing their part and being part of the body. Matthew playing the keyboard just after he refereed and played the football. Gina, and especially her children and other young children, encouraging her to take that leap off the platform and the zip wire. Just many different people, and each one plays their part in building up this body, and I'm thankful for that.
I'd like to thank God for answered prayer. I remember this time last year we had Carl Kaduni specifically praying for the Jar Jurors to join Richard in London. And 1 year on, look at the answer to prayer that has been. So I'd like to thank God for answered prayer.
I thank God for the transition of my youngest daughter going to high school, and I thank him for choosing a very good school for her, and she's really enjoying it. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
I want to praise God for his loving care for me. It was incredible through the accident, but God's loving care for me through his body and people looking after me, and especially my dear friend May. She faithfully looked after me for a week when I was really helpless, and I'm a bit naughty really, because I have sometimes doubted God's loving care for me through the body, but oh, God really endorsed it, and praise God, he's brought me through, and through that accident, he's opened up to me in a newer way. Southampton, he provided a fire lady who happened to be one of my neighbours just at the time of the accident to take care of things, and now she said, "And you're famous over Southampton." I said, "Thank you, Jesus. All glory to him. Amen."
Top that one, Claire.
I want to just thank the Lord for just God's love and faithfulness in Caroline and I and our sister Sarah being able to move our mum to from 2 hours away to 5 minutes away. She's in a nursing home. She can come into our homes. Our friends and family can visit her. It's such a blessing, and we don't have to go travelling, so I can come to Antioch more. So it's such a blessing, but especially to have her close. God is so good.
I'd like to second Tom's for all those I saw on the zip wire. I was a photographer, and I was amazed by the courage of all the people who went up to do that. But I'd also like to thank the Lord for what he's doing in Georgia Grace's life. She's not here primarily because she's working, doing some work with the Metropolitan Police, which is very encouraging, the number of friends she's made there, how she's getting on there. So I'd like to thank the Lord that she's put her in the right place. He's also put her in the right place for a new church as well, which is amazing at 17, still to have a good, strong Christian faith. Amen.
I just want to thank God for being able to be here and all of the love that I experience in relationships here. I'm really grateful for it, and for his faithfulness, you know, to his promises, all the promises that he gives us individually and together, and his faithfulness to that. Amen.
I thank the Lord for giving me
the strength to finish my 11 plus tests.
Thank you, Lord, for all good things, since all good things have their source in you. Amen.